Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for March the 6th, 2017. This is Paul White. Glad to have you with me. We are beginning, after transitioning out of Romans 5 and into Romans 6 on yesterday's podcast, we did a little bit of work on Romans 6:1, but I really want to dig in today to the importance of this moment, and there's not a soul, I don't suppose, who has been around the message of grace very long that hasn't dealt with Romans 6:1. Not because we have to explain it, but because we use it as a verse to show that the Apostle Paul, A, had to defend himself against detractors, and B, must have preached a very radical form of the grace of God. The reason I say both A and B is because the sixth chapter of Romans opens with a question. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And I say that Paul must have had detractors, because for this question to come up, you've got to assume this isn't the first time he's ever thought of this question, and probably not the first time this question has been asked of him. This question surfaces as a direct result of the over-the-top amount of grace he preaches at the end of the fifth chapter. Paul gets so excited about his illustration of a last Adam, of Christ versus a first Adam, of grace reigning for those in righteousness versus death, sin reigning for those in death. He's so excited, he says, where iniquity abounds, grace superabounds, hyperparissimo, superabundance, over the top in abundance. So he puts grace at a much greater level than sin, and realizes that to some of the listeners, readers, fellow believers, he's went too far. Because the natural question that comes up next is, so should we just sin so that God's grace may abound? Because if the more sin is in the room, the more grace is in the room, then doesn't it make sense that we sin more? And after 2,000 years of the good news, we still have people, when they come into grace, this is the first question they ask. Won't this cause people to sin more? And I actually think it's been a great trick of the enemy to get people to believe that preaching and teaching grace will cause you to sin, when in reality, Paul makes it clear right here in the fifth chapter that where there is the input of law, the increase of law, we will see an increase of sin. He tells them that the law entered so that the offense would abound. That's the 20th verse. In fact, that part of the verse never gets quoted when people talk about, well, if you preach so much grace, people are going to sin like crazy. Romans 5:20 actually says the law makes people sin like crazy. So after 2,000 years, our response hasn't really changed. It is still, oh boy, don't you think this is dangerous? People are going to go nuts with sin if they are told that God's grace abounds even more. Now, I gave you an A and a B that Paul has had people asking, or he's obviously had detractors, and that Paul realizes, or rather, Paul has been preaching a great amount of grace. He's had his detractors, and he's been preaching a radical style of grace. And this question leads us to that conclusion. Because Tertius deems to ask it, or Paul asks it himself, or Paul's repeating somebody else asking this question. Should we just go ahead and sin so that grace might abound? I think it's Paul answering his detractors, because this is not the first time in Paul's writings that he has defended himself against so-called accusations. You know, Paul said that it has been slanderously reported that we teach to do bad so that good may come, to do evil so that good may come. What does that mean? Well, it means people are saying that they're saying that I'm saying this, and I'm not saying this. In other words, People accuse me of teaching that if you'll do wrong, God is so good, He does even more good in your life. And Paul calls that a slander against what he's teaching. Because he's not teaching you to go out and do bad so you can get good. He's teaching you that in the midst of all of your badness, God is so good. And there's always going to be two ways to look at this. There's always going to be those who say, well, you could look at it like if you just go out and do bad, good things, God does good things. And there's always, and then there's going to be those who realize that they have bad in their lives. But thank God His grace has brought good into their life. So not only does he say that about those who slander him, but then, of course, here in 6:1, he has to answer the question, and he'll do it again as we proceed deeper into the sixth chapter in defense of what we consider hyper or radical grace, over-the-top grace. I just like to call it grace. Grace within itself doesn't even need a hyper or a radical in front of it. It is an incredible grace that is incredible because by its nature it is unmerited and undeserved and unearned, but it's the quality of who God is. It's everything about who God is. Now tomorrow we'll look at Paul's exclamation point answer on how do you answer Romans 6:1? And it can't just be, well, no, just because you have grace doesn't mean you're going to sin. That's not good enough. Paul would never answer that way. So he's going to answer it theologically. He's going to answer it with something very practical that tells, and it tells us something about who we are in Christ. And we'll get to that tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.